KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, and it's 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today. High of 52, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Red Oak Police Department reports 22-year-old Harley Renee Strutton was arrested Tuesday night in the 200 block of North Broadway Street. Strutton was taken into custody at around 8:40 p.m. for public intoxication. Upon entering the Montgomery County Jail, she was additionally charged with possession of contraband in a correctional institution, which is a Class D felony, and possession of a controlled substance for his defense. Strutton's bond was set at $5,000. A Shenandoah man showed up at the Page County Jail Tuesday to serve a jail sentence on a previous conviction for OWI second offense. But while being booked, authorities noticed that 39-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray appeared to be intoxicated. Through a series of tests, the deputies determined that Gray was indeed intoxicated. He was arrested for public intoxication and booked into the Page County Jail on that charge and the court-ordered sentence. The Harlan Police Department reports two recent arrests. On Monday, 30-year-old Justin Van Carver of Harlan was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. And on November 9th, 52-year-old Marlene Elnor Anderson of Ralston was arrested on an active Carroll County warrant. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday took no action on a resolution that would have resulted in the vacating of about 500 feet of 570th Street under Interstate 80 in a state of Iowa right-of-way. The matter essentially died but could be brought up for discussion in the future if needed. The Iowa DOT had requested the road be vacated and provided the county with a financial incentive to do so. During a public hearing held late last month, you may recall the DOT's Scott Seward explained that about 6 years ago, the department conducted a study of Interstate 80 from the Nebraska to Illinois border across Iowa in advance of widening the road to six lanes, three in each direction instead of the current two lanes. As part of that study, they looked for a low volume of traffic on those roadways both over and under the interstate that could be closed rather than constructing a new bridge. During Tuesday's meeting, Supervisor Steve Green said that he and County Engineer Trent Wolken I'd met with three real estate agents to discuss what impact closing the road would have on local property values.
They all three said that if there is not a safety issue, then closure would not affect their value. I contacted Smith Land Service and one of their reps. His feeling was that unless it was a livestock operation or something, that the ag land values would probably not be changed by road closure either.
Green said he and I met with three affected property owners Tuesday morning before the Board of Supervisors meeting. One of those property owners made it clear, he said, that they would pursue legal action if the board agreed to close 570th.
And he claims it'll be a personal lawsuit. So rather than the county, probably against each board member.
Green said no one in his district supports the measure, even though the county could use the bridge money. The supervisors also acted to set compensation for precinct elected officials at $15 an hour. That'll be effective January 1st, 2022. Those officials currently earn $9 per hour. And they acted to pay an additional medical examiner's expenses. The ME's office currently is paid a flat fee of $200 per call in Cass County to any fatal incidents or questionable deaths and to reimburse them for the expenses incurred, such as travel, room, and boarding when it comes to training and conferences, as those expenses come in and within reasonable expectation. The board will revisit the matter in the next couple of months. In other business, the Cass County supervisors approved a contract with Motorola for Chair Steve Beyer to sign, which he did, with regard to ISICS, the statewide interoperability communication system, and the establishing of a debt service fund for that ISICS project in the amount of $2 million. The contract for the Motorola agreement carries a price tag with it of $1.7 million. The supervisors also agreed to set up separately a Cass County Economic Development Fund for reducing unemployment in the county as part of the disillusionment of Cabota and the former I-80 Valley Business Park development project. The land near I-80 and Highway 71 was put up for sale in mid-October. Cass and Audubon counties had been working to try and develop the business park, which contains 156 acres. The supervisors also approved on Tuesday the use of American Rescue Plan funding for the Cass County Community Building because that facility served as the site for COVID vaccinations, a recent jury selection, and for the food pantry disbursements. The Cass County Ag Education Association requested $23,205 to help recover the costs of past and current other pandemic-related service expenses, which are covered under ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act rules. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman.
Be it resolved that the Cass County Board of Supervisors endorses the disbursement of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the item listed and authorize the auditor to make these payments as they are presented.
Sunderman said so far the county has received about half the funds it is expecting from the government as part of pandemic relief. That's a check of our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.